Welcome to our podcast, Philosophizing with Toño. On today's podcast, we will be analyzing an interesting statement made by San Agustín of Hippo. God is not the parent of evil. A lot of people decided to stop believing in God after passing through a tragedy. I have heard plenty of times people saying, "If God is good, why would he let me pass through this?" And other phrases referring that God allows evil to survive. Many assume that the existence of evil disproves the existence of a God, because this falls under these statements. The first one: if God created all things, and evil is a thing, therefore God created evil. If the first two premises are true, the conclusion is inescapable. This formulation, if sustained, is devastating for religions. God would not be good if he knowingly created evil. But what if evil were not a thing? If Augustine's approach is fair, it prompts a pair of syllogisms that lead to a different conclusion. First, if all things that God created are good, and evil is not good, therefore, evil was not created by God. The second one, if God created everything, and God did not create evil, therefore, evil is not a thing. On this case, it would be easy to understand that God did not create evil, because evil is not a thing. But then, what would be evil then? Evil came as a result of the selfishness of man. The Bible says that God is a God of love, and he desired to create a person and eventually a race that would love him. But genuine love cannot exist unless freely given, through free choice. To accept God's love or to reject it is given. This choice made the possibility of evil become very real, because God didn't want to be a tyrant and say, "All of you must love me." No! He wanted us to choose love him or not love him, because true love don't come from making it a rule. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God, they did not choose something God created, but by their choice, they brought evil into the world. God is neither evil, nor did he create evil. Man brought evil upon himself by selfishly choosing his own way apart from God's way. Does God let evil exist? And well, for instance, because certain values couldn't exist without evil, like courage, mercy, forgiveness, patience, the giving of comfort, heroism, perseverance, faithfulness, self-control, long-suffering, submission and obedience, to name a few. These are not virtues in the abstract, but elements of character that can only be had by moral souls. Just as evil is a result of acts of will, so is virtue. Acts of moral choice accomplish both. A world that had never been touched by evil would be a great place, but it wouldn't be the best place possible. The best of all worlds would be a place where evil facilitated the development of virtues that are only able to exist where evil flourishes for a time. This would produce a world populated by souls that were refined by overcoming evil with good. The evil is momentary, but good results is eternal. So, to sum up briefly, the challenge that God could have created a world free will creatures immutable in their goodness is answered by the notion of plenitude, the greatest good. The possibility of evil also makes a greater good possible. God made a world in which true moral decision making and development of virtues is possible in humans, manifest by persons whose character is formed through growth and struggle. There is a sound reason why God has allowed evil. It doesn't conflict with His goodness. God is neither the author of evil nor its helpless victim. Rather, precisely because of His goodness, He chooses to exist with evil for a time and let us choose what we want to do with our lives. Thank you for hearing today's podcast, and remember to stay curious.